Blog Talk
Hello?
Radio.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, you here?
Hey, yeah, I am.
All right. Sorry about that.
No prop. So, how's your day going?
It's cool, and I actually think we're on air, so let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my day is going pretty well so far.
Okay. I'm actually doing all right. I just couldn't get the login for some reason. Like, I just couldn't get it. Maybe I didn't have my glasses on, so that's why.
Well, you are getting old, so, you know, there's that.
I am. You are, too.
We don't have to bring my oldness into it. I can see it's supposed to have my glasses.
Yeah, you're doing shots, you know.
So funny aside, earlier today I was reading, and in the book that I was reading, there was a section where this daughter walked into the room and she saw her mother reading, and she noted that even with her reading glasses on, her mom had the book less than 12 inches away from her face. And she was like, you know, that basically reminded her of how old her mother had gotten and how her sight was failing. But she didn't want to think about that at that moment. And I was laughing at myself because in reading that line, I had to realize that I had my glasses on and I still had my the book close to my face. So I'm pretty blind. And so I took my glasses off to see if I could put the book 12 inches, you know, a foot away from my face, and I could not see anything. So I was like, well, there's that's odd, but you know, it's a little sad, but whatever. Yep. So it's a funny story for the day.
But, you know. I don't touch.
Oh, wow, blind is a bad. Oh, okay, all right, fine. You know what? I started it, so I'll leave it there. I'll finish it. But,
all right.
So the Grammys just happened recently here.
All right.
And so it got me to thinking. Now, I have some. Well, first of all, I like music of all genres. I want to get that out there. I like all sorts of music. As long as it's good music, I think that's one thing that we have in common. As long as it's good music, we pretty much are, you know, we're down for it. That being said, though, there are always some upsets at the Grammys. There are always some unexpected things happening. And also, it often prompts me to listen to new music, you know, because somebody might win a huge award, and I'm like, who are they? And so, you know, I get into listening to new music and whatnot, but it got me to thinking on a larger scale about the state of music. And
okay.
I have a lot of mixed feelings that I've come to about the state of modern music. So I wanted to talk about that today. Do you have any, just from the Grammys, from the winners, was there anything that surprised you, or are there any new artists out right now that you were just like, where did you come from? Do you have any thoughts about the music landscape currently?
It's changing. You know, that's the understatement of the year. You know, it's a lot of electronic music. It's a lot of different kind of stuff. Like a lot of different kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like, you know, Grammys, I feel like it was kind of lacking. It wasn't very exciting. Like, it was okay, you know. But it just wasn't, you know. And I don't know. Like I said, I feel like it's changing. You know, it's not the same. And because of that, you know, I don't know. It's I guess at the end of the day, you know how I'm trying to explain it. You know, when you're a kid, things seem a lot better. Then you get old, you're like, sure what the day is, you know. Whether or not it was actually better, like, as far as, like, the actual item or the actual thing, more so than, you know, your mindset when you were that age versus when you're grown. So, I don't know whether that has to do with it, whether that is why I don't feel like the music isn't as good as it is it was back in the day or what, but I definitely don't think it's as good. I don't know, I rambled for a minute, but, you know.
No, I feel you. So, well, there's something to be said about that. There's definitely something to be said about whether or not it's our perception that makes us feel like music was better in the past. It's like the whole, you know, the good old days thing, how older people always like, back in the good old days. But if you think about it, like, the good old days, really, like, slavery and apartheid and, you know, like, Jim Crow, those are the good old days. So there is something to be said about that. Like, it's there's definitely a perception piece there. But at the same time, you are right in that there have been a lot of changes in the musical landscape. As you said, there is a lot of electronic there are a lot of many electronic innovations that have been made. Some of them make it easier for people with less talent to become big names in the business. And it's not, you know, there's not as much live, raw talent these days. It's more about having the look and the personality. And then they're like, oh, we can make you sound good. Back in the day, they didn't have all of that. So you had to ride on your musical prowess. So there's something to be said about that. But I do think that there are some people that that are still emerging that are immensely talented. Okay, so before we jump more into the whole music side of things, I don't know if you've seen all of the internet memes and comments about Kanye pretending that he was going to go up on the stage again this year when the Beck won, which, by the way, I will throw myself out there and say I did not know who Beck was or that Beck existed before the Grammys. I just want to throw that out there.
Would not know him from Adam.
Not at all.
I never heard the guy in my life.
Me neither. I went and listened to some of the music.
To even be nominated, I was like, who is this dude? And then he wins?
I was like, not necessarily saying that I think that Beyonce had a superior album. I actually think that Beyonce has. Okay, so I have this little joke running with some of my family members about how Beyonce, I feel like this last year or so, she basically was like, oh, you know what, I've been making good music for the classy ladies out there, but, you know, the hood, I don't want to say hood rats or any of the other slang terms, but the hood chicks have been supporting me all this time. So you know what, I'm about to take the gloves off and make some hood chick anthems, you know? Like, I'm just going to go ahead and go back to my Houston roots and really just make a little bit of music that will appeal to some of the other people that have been supporting me. Because I tell you, it's like she started off in the hood, and then she went super classy, and then she has been venturing back into the club anthems and you know, right. like street music. Like she just was like, well, I'm at the top now. Nobody can dethrone me, so I'm going to do what
and
I want
course.
To do. So
I actually find it
so
admirable.
It's refreshing to see someone who's like, you know what, I've arrived, now I can do what I want. And there's nothing wrong with that. She can do what she wants. That being said,
right.
though, it's surprising that someone else won only because of her stance. She has a very, very serious following. Her stance border on psychotic to me. Have you seen some of the social media interactions came out? Or I like that song, but it wasn't, you know, like her best work to me. They come out of the woodworks, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They will, like, try to, like, threaten you over Facebook.
For real, they go for the jugular, too. Like, if heaven forbid you say that you like another artist's work over one of the songs that Beyonce put out, they start bringing out, like, you think that political campaigns are bad? No, these stans, as they call them, the beehive, they start going for the throat. Mm-hmm. They start throwing any and everyone else under the bus. It's hilarious to me. I've actually read several articles about it. But yeah, so, you know, beehive, simmer down. I don't want you coming for me. But
if you talk about Beyonce, they will talk about your mama and your dad.
They will.
And
everybody else.
Yeah.
And your granny.
Yep.
Like, they'll talk about your granny. So, I don't want to hurt us before we get started, but I'm just going to say that I'm not actually disappointed that Beyonce didn't win. I don't necessarily think she should have definitely won. I was just surprised that the person who did win, who may very well be a consummate artist, I had never heard of him, period.
Right.
Like, whoa. So I went and listened to some of his music. It's definitely not in the same genre. he's all right. And I don't want to speak on whether or not I think that he had an awesome album because I didn't listen to it the whole way through yet. But, his music is all right. So, you know, congratulations, Beck, for your win there. Then we had some other, you know, things that weren't surprising. It was basically the Sam Smith Show. And
yeah, I knew that.
Saw that coming. Right. Saw that coming. He's done an awesome, amazing job. Some of the other nominees were, you know, to be expected. Pharrell, you got Psy. She's actually been around a long time. Psy, the song she was nominated for was Chandelier. She's been around quite long. She got on my.
Were you freaked out by that
radar?
Or was it just me?
No. You know what? This is what I have to remember. Because I went back and I looked at some of her other things, and her performance, her songs are not surprising. I've only heard Psy in features. I had never heard one of her songs. I heard her in other songs for other artists. But when I went
right.
in and actually looked at her, she's been around like a decade or more, over a decade. So when I went back and looked at some of her music, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. But no, she is a little creepy. So there's that. We got Izzy. Izzy is, she's sort of a, she's a scandal all by herself, is she not?
she kind of is, yeah.
I mean, what do you like Iggy?
No, not really.
Well, wait, what
not
are
really.
Your reasons?
I don't want to sound like, you know, I don't know. Like, I read an article about, you know, she had a little thing with Jill Scott and Eve, and they were basically talking about, you know, she's basically jogging off of, you know, black people. And they said they would rather, like, hear her own style and, like, her voice, you know. Because at first I thought she was like, I knew she looked different, but she sounded like a black woman. And I said her face is a match with voice. Or, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? You know, in the first couple songs, like Fancy, and you know, I like Fancy.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, she, like I said, her face doesn't match her voice.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with the article when they were like, you know, we'd rather see you or hear you, like, in your own, like, style, your own voice. So I kind of agree with that. So that's what I'm dealing with her. Plus, you know, it seems like she's, you know, she can't keep her mouth shut. That's another thing. Or she says crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, I agree. I agree with the she needs to maybe have a little more tact. Maybe she, it seems as though she's playing into the drama. However, playing devil's advocate. Now, okay, I don't like, her music isn't my preference, my top preference. However, in playing devil's advocate, I will say that all the hoopla about her needing to give her style, my answer to that is, how do you know that's not her style? Because let's be honest, she can be whoever she is. If this is who she is, then fair. We certainly do not have a monopoly on our sound. We may have more people that sound like that, but let's be honest. I went to a majority university, as did you, and I probably got a little more often than you that I didn't sound like I look. So, you know, I'm one of those people that said,
probably not
as
right,
that's
like
what
you
I'm
said.
Saying. You got it too. So it's like, what if this is her sound? You know, she's Australian or something like that. She's definitely curvy, but maybe this is her sound. And if that is her sound,
I kind of using that example, I did kind of like change how I talked around when I was around white people or I was around other people outside of my race. I didn't talk as slangy, or I talked more proper when I was around certain people. So, you know, some of it was
granted,
true.
That's fair. But for the most part, I'm across the board who I am. So if I,
hey.
And I didn't grow up with rap, I can't just give a convincing rap performance. I have even been writing some rap that sounds vastly different because I can't produce, you know, like rap sounding rap. So for somebody like that, okay, right, I know, you've heard me. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if this is just who she is musically, then that's who she is musically. And, you know, quite frankly, let's be honest. People like, Eminem, for instance, just because was from the Metro Detroit area, I feel like people accepted him a little bit more. And because she's from another country, she has to automatically be put in a box. You can't sound like that because you didn't grow up in Philly or Detroit. If you grew up in Detroit, then fine. We'll just classify you as a dial for the cause white person and celebrate you. I feel like that's too, you know, that's hypocritical. So I don't, you know, Izzy. Fancy, I can't even say I really liked it. It's catchy. So it's one of those songs that get caught in your head for me.
Catchy more than
and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I haven't really gone out of my way to listen to any of her music, but I have seen backlash for the types of things that she posts on social media. And I don't care where you grew up or what color you are on the inside or what your music sounds like, you need to chill. Like, She has put some extremely racist things out there.
It's not just about the music.
Like,
it's about the music with her. It kind of goes into this whole lifestyle and, you know, everything
where
you're trying to sound black, but on the other side, you're talking about, you know, black people and all this other stuff that, you know, you shouldn't be saying.
Agreed.
So, like, you need to
choose.
Like, you know,
yeah,
you want to be
choose,
down or
choose
not.
Choose a team. Right. Choose a team.
Right.
Choose an alliance. And then, you know.
Right.
Now, I will say, she doesn't just talk about black people. She talks about every race, which is equally as inappropriate. So that's the thing with her. And then, and I, you know, I think that for the most part, I've seen Sam Smith carry himself with class and dignity, so I can respect that.
Right.
And let's see. Oh, Ed Sheeran. He's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I love his music.
I like Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Yeah, he's himself.
And
no,
he is.
Has
he
a little,
is.
You know, swagger, but, you know, he's himself. Sam Smith,
yeah.
You know, he listened to Luther and all of the
right.
black singers, but he produces his sound on his own, and that's why, you know,
right.
he's gotten all the stuff he's gotten.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Okay.
And then we got All About That Bass.
All right, Meghan Trainor, yeah. She's cool. You know, she's a songwriter. I like songwriters, so. You know.
Yeah, because you're a songwriter, so.
True. And so, okay. So back to this evolution of the music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a kind of the same things that make us laugh, make us cry. And what I mean by that is, you know, for the longest, you know, it was voices. You had instruments, you had bands, live bands, you
mm-hmm.
know. Actually, some of the artists weren't even that, you know, attractive, good-looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, over time, you kind of evolved, and we had more technology and 808s and voice boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're able to record certain things certain ways. And I feel like at first I was like, cool. You know, it was like the new thing. And now it's
right.
more so the same thing that's kind of hurting the music if you plan to look at it that way. Like, people don't have to be able to sing. Your voice can be altered. You don't have to
right.
have a live band. You know, you can have beats or machines do this and do that. So that takes away from artistry. That's why you don't see any classic performances live and on live shows, because most of it is, you know, once you're not in the studio or you don't have these things behind you, you're not really as good.
Mm. I agree. I think that it takes a lot less musicianship to be a musician these days.
Sure.
So, you know, we may...
Plus
we,
so much meaning. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. We may never
so
see...
So much meaning.
Some of the musicians... We may never see anybody like the musicians that we've seen in the past. Again, who knows? We may not, though.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, you mentioned him earlier, and I want to hear your take on him. As a musician, as a person, whatever you want to do. Kanye West, when he first came out, I love Kanye West. Like, he's so original, he's so different. Where everybody else was talking about, you know, in their rap, they was talking about sex and drugs. You know, he's talking about real stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a real dude, you know, and over time, he's kind of changed. He prides himself on being an artist. And as far as the music right now, do you feel like that has kind of, have you heard any of his later stuff?
I've heard bits and pieces, and I was actually talking about this with one of my cousins relatively recently, because... As you're making reference, he has changed. He's changed. And Kanye, in my opinion, has lost his mind. He is off his rocker. He is completely going off the deep end. I think that he has flown over the cuckoo's nest. Like, seriously.
Right.
And that's just, I mean, well, he went from, like you said, being a very, very conscious and important rapper. I may not have always appreciated the way that he delivered the message, but he was definitely giving a message. He was definitely writing songs that made you think, and I think that that is one of the foremost purposes of music. That being the case, now I think that he has gone over too much into the idea of just getting a shock, the shock value. And I'm hoping that that's what it is, because if that's not what it is, then he really has actually lost his mind, and that's very sad.
Well,
he needs help.
Well, being an artist, so, you know, and I agree that, you know, you have to constantly reinvent yourself, you know, and if it's true to you, then, you know, I guess other people feel it, even though I personally don't like his newer things ever since 808s and Heartbreaks, which was 2008, 2009. So I haven't liked them really for a long time. But, you know, that's what he, you know, that's,
but what's,
you know,
I don't know. I mean, sure, if he believes it, then we can say that. Like, if you're feeling it, then you got to be true to yourself. But come on, like, what is he going for? What is he trying to? I can't take him now. I can't.
One minute, Kim.
I think that music, there are still some bright lights in music, but I hope that there is a makeover to the landscape soon, because if we continue on as we have been going in the 2000s, music is going to see a lot of darker days before the end. That's my last word.
Okay. You know, I actually feel like we barely scratched the surface, so we should talk about this next week.
Yeah.
There's so much to cover. You know, you got voices, you got artists, singers, artists, you know. You got so many different kind of things, so, you know, we should talk about that a little more. But, you know, we're late, but we still got it in today, you know.
Cool.
We're all good.
Sweet. Well, thank you
for listening,
too. Listeners. Is that so? Detroit.
Detroit.
Peace.